Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
Yo, 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 first one on, what it do?
What's going on, man?
Chilling.
What's happening?
On my grind, baby. Ain't nothing, man. You know me. Heading to the little open mid-eye.
What's the day? Monday? We doing Kyrie shit?
Yeah, going on Kyrie shit. I'm only going because he want to go.
Well,
that ain't nothing against the room on Kyrie. I'm just saying.
Man, fuck Kyrie. Badass don't ever put me on first.
I'm on, yeah, bro. You wildin'. Hello.
Damn, how you don't get put on at the open mic, Huey Lee?
Yo, Tasha, how you don't get on at the open mic? But
funny as shit.
I ain't been to his show yet for real.
Nah, it's cool, but you know, Kyrie is it's packed, and that's all. Kyrie joined me packed. But that's shit, nah, holla at him. Yeah, nah, it'd be dope. It'd be dope. He doing his thing, yo. He actually, you feel me? He actually out there getting it. My man doing his thing. But I just, you know how after a while, yo, you get tired of them 30 people waiting for like 30 people. You be like, man, let me go ahead and get this 5 minutes off real quick.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday, Breeski.
Thanks, guys.
Breeski, Taurus.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all get along with Taurus. That's why we be clicking, Bree.
I know.
Pisces and Taurus.
Yeah, it's sweet as shit. I'm trying to tell you.
How was
your show last night?
Sure. Oh, it was cool. It was decent. It was nice. I had a show. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I had a show every day this weekend. It felt so good.
Wow, that's good. Look at you. You
know what I'm saying? Grinding. You know what it is. But I gotta sell these tickets.
How's it going?
Like $50.
It's going cool. Nah, you let me hold $50, Miss North Carolina.
Come on there, raise up. Take your shirt up. Like
acting like I don't know what's going on. North Carolina, come on and raise up.
I had to push my date back. I had to push my date back.
Because you moving?
Yeah, that too. They double booked the venue for real, so I gotta get a new date. Yeah.
Oh, I wonder who they double booked with. That's what you gotta find out.
It's not no entertainer. They do a lot of plays and shit down there. So it's probably like a recital or something.
Oh, somebody that been going there before you. So they got a little more cool for it. Oh, all right. Yeah. I'm starting to notice that whenever it's double booking, it's either the person got more clout. They got a big relationship with them, or the person with the venue trying to be money hungry.
No, they do the recital there, but they just ain't get back with them or something. I don't know what happened, but they just end up double booking it. So I gotta get a new date for that, but we still coming. We still coming down Goldsboro. I got 2 dates down Raleigh, and I'm here in Richmond.
Okay. And you gonna still come to Baltimore?
Yo, Ty, yo, he is not coming to Baltimore like that.
Yo, right. I don't even know why she keep on asking.
That's what I'm saying it for her, that's not even that you. Bree, that's at the people so they could just understand so they ain't got to keep asking Ty.
Gustavo, do you fuck with Baltimore, or do you feel like you would travel to a different state too?
No, I could travel to a different state too, but like my circumstances, I reside here, so
I got
it. Yeah. Like, they saying that I don't fuck with Baltimore, Bree. Don't say it like that.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
because you fuck with Baltimore,
Bree. You trying to set us up, right? Because you definitely going to ask me, oh, but you don't fuck with Baltimore? Like, I'm like, damn, why you trying to ask it like that?
I ain't saying it like that, but I'm just like, when people say that they don't want to do stuff in their city, I just be wondering why. Like, what's the thing? What's the reason why? That's all.
It's a popularity contest for real. I mean, you can't just, if you do anything too much, you fucking run that shit out.
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, it's harder, right?
So you feel like, oh, because you already had a show here, you like a couple months ago or whatever, that people ain't gonna come out? Is that what you're saying?
No, they'll come out, but you always gotta come out with something new.
You gotta come out with something.
Yeah, you gotta come up with something in the best show.
I mean, y'all got different comedians this time though.
Nah, it ain't always about different comedians.
What it's about?
It's about making the motherfuckers. It's called supply and demand. Once you have too much of the supply, you don't have a demand for it. Now I take the supply all the way down. So when I do come back out, it's going to be, oh, no, it ain't no doubt. Oh, yeah, this bitch about to sell out. Yeah. I'll probably do something like at the end of the summer.
Nah, don't give them too much, bro.
I'll probably do something at the end of the summer, something like that.
Okay.
How was your birthday? I saw you out there skydiving and shit. Were you scared?
Oh, that was yesterday?
That was the day.
I was about to say, God, because when you posted that today?
Yeah, I did, y'all. It was so much fun. Like,
for real?
It was. Like, and it's crazy because, like, when you first jump, like, your stomach dropped or whatever. But then after that, it's nothing but wind. Like, it's just the wind just coming at you. And then, I mean, and that is just all peaceful. And you just get to see the, you know, the view or whatever. It's cool.
Man, I'd have been farting the whole way down. farting on that man on my back the whole way down.
Hey, Bree, the dude was on your back.
Yeah, he's on your back, and then like you gotta put your legs back, like pretty much like on his fucking balls, like you really.
Okay, so this is what we doing in skydiving.
You know what I mean? It's real intimate. Yeah, and then like even on the plane, y'all like real like close, like you know you kind of like strapped to him or whatever. But it's
how many feet?
I can't even tell you. I don't even know. He told me, but I can't remember. But I will say, we were above clouds. Like,
not
above clouds.
I was above clouds. I'm trying to tell you. We were literally sitting there like, oh, shit, we're over top of a cloud. Like,
I think it's like,
it must have been a low cloud.
No, it might be like 1,000 feet or something like that. Something close to that.
I'm going to look it up.
You don't believe me.
Nah, I believe you, but like OD above the clouds, like you was jumping
from there.
Nah, it was some clouds below, yo.
On a foggy day, nigga, you could jump above the cloud. Fuck you talking about?
Hey, y'all sound like a hater, don't I? Hey, you sure it was all the way? Nah, yo, because my man
above the cloud, above the cloud, he was right below the cloud.
And Bree is one of them people, y'all would sound like a straight hater, like, yo, like, why you just can't accept I was above the clouds, yo?
So what else you do for your birthday?
I went to Monarch, and I also, which you know, that's like downtown. Then I also went to Bar One, and that was cool.
And okay.
Went to Jimmy's. Went to a couple little spots. It was cool.
Bar One, the place with the high ass chicken wings, right?
You say what?
Bar One, yeah, and the expensive drinks.
I didn't get chicken wings. I got like some fish, like some jerk fish. That shit was good though. It was so good. It's expensive, but it's good. It's worth it. So y'all take your girls out there, because it's good.
Damn, you do anything irresponsible for your birthday? How old did you turn?
29.
Oh, wow. You're almost there.
You lucky. You live your 20s to the best. You got one more year.
I'm trying, yo. I want to look back and be like, oh, this shit was lit. You feel me?
Yeah, because you don't get them 20s back. So enjoy them.
What y'all doing tonight? Well, I know you out of town. What you doing, Gustavo?
On my way to open mic.
Where is that?
Downtown.
Not downtown.
St. Mary's. You can pull up.
Over east. That shit like 45 minutes from you, bro.
I don't care. I'm doing something tonight.
Yo, I'm out.
I ain't gonna be out all night, though, because I got to get back in the crib. So I got a couple things I got to do for real.
What you got to do?
Business-wise.
Okay.
You ain't got no business doing no business.
business wise, yo. I don't
business wise.
He got a little lady in the house. Like, yeah.
Nah.
Don't say business wise. Yeah, you over east. You over east, Gustavo.
Nah, that's west. This west.
But which one is responsible?
Me?
Yeah.
Spending money on food this weekend. And I was supposed to be putting that money in my pocket.
I tell you.
So some of the money I made, I got paid one show. I took some of that. I took like 50% of that and spent it on food.
I might got a baby on the way.
Oh, yay. Congrats.
From your baby mother?
Don't congratulate me. Wait, no. Wait,
talking about baby mother, then I can't.
Wait, yeah.
But is it from her?
We gonna see. When the baby come, if the baby come, I gotta get a DNA test, cause Rihanna told me she think I got her pregnant, but I don't think it was really her.
Yo, funny. I knew it was something with Ty.
We should know he got a baby on the way.
I knew it, yo. When he said that, I said, nah, something ain't right. But it was good because it really matched you, because you a wild dude like that, so it kind of matched you.
Right.
That's why it's believable.
Oh, yo, I might got a surprise. My got a surprise for y'all. Coming January 2023.
Do y'all want more kids?
Wait, so time out. That rumor was a lie that ASAP cheated then, because they still together chilling.
He probably did cheat. Yo. Everybody cheat. But yeah, I want more kids,
everybody bro. Does not cheat. Don't say that. No, they don't. Everybody don't cheat. That's not...
Shit, you look at my DMs. My DMs say otherwise.
That's because you cheat, but everybody don't cheat.
I don't cheat. He's cheated before.
Who don't cheat?
You don't cheat. Do you cheat?
Yeah, I cheated before. I know. I was trying not to be a part of that club, and I'm gonna keep it real. I realized I got suckered into it.
Okay.
Because I was young. And it was my fault, but I was young. And you know how you get around your homeboys, they hit you with you boo loving. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go out a couple times, you stand your ground, ain't nothing to it but to do it. Boom, couple of years down the line, you stand your ground. Third year, stand your ground. Fourth year, stand your ground. Now, fifth, it's getting a little risky. Because they bringing their checks around, switch time out. Next thing you know, you drink a little too much by mistake, and boom. And you know what I don't like about cheating is because I don't care what nobody say. I mean, this is what I just noticed. If you could prove me wrong, then, you know, I might see something different. But from what I know so far, it's like, yo, once a person cheat one time, they're going to do it again.
I wouldn't say all that, but...
I would say that.
Why? Because you cheated one time and it didn't...
you're not going to stop. You might not do it, like, because...
Why? If you get caught?
If you do it, right? And you got away with it, right? Or if you told your girl, your significant other, and they believe this time, now in your mind, you probably thought she was gonna lose them. So you promise yourself you're not gonna do it. So you don't do it. You chill out for a long time. And in your mind, you really are determined to stop doing it. But then opportunity or something will come by, you might slip. That's all I'm saying.
I can see why you say that. Because if a woman stays with you after you cheated, and all you had to say is that you never gonna do it again, I mean, I can see why you would cheat that.
Yeah.
But it might not happen like that. Maybe you cheated and you really didn't. You really wasn't feeling it and made you feel bad, and it just make you not want to cheat again.
That's real too. That's real, because that's how I felt. That's exactly how I felt. I felt bad about it.
Okay, so y'all confess? Did y'all confess or did they find out?
I waited. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't confessed till like a whole year later. When I did it, it was a relief, and I just felt kind of. It was a relief when I told, but it was stupid.
Okay, and she forgave you.
No, bro.
I'm about forgave. What?
No, bro.
Nah. At one time she did. But then after a while, I was like, nah, it kept it moving. But it's no harm. It's no harm, foul. You know how I'm keeping.
Right. Y'all so cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's all good.
So what you do, Irresponsible Bree? This was your birthday weekend. You supposed to be out here slinging coochie.
Not slinging coochie.
Yeah, you're supposed to be slinging coochie all over the place.
I have not slinged coochie. But irresponsibly, I definitely spent a lot of money. I'm supposed to be going to my feet, and I don't have all my stuff that I need for that. So
did you get some? Did you get your Jeremiah on?
Birthday sex? No, I did not. I'm reserving the box, y'all. I'm not. I've told you I'm on the sidewalk. I'm not fucking.
Wait,
I ain't asked you that, Bree. That was Gustavo, because he wanna know where your box been.
I'm killing.
Nah. I ain't no boxer.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
That's good for you, Bree. But on your birthday though, you kind of lame.
Yeah. Yep. It was my birthday. That was a little lame, but it's all good.
You should have went horseback ride, get that thing out some type of way.
I want. Like, yo, why her eyes rolling back and say, "Hey, yo, she on a horse acting wild." Yo, I don't get it, yo.
Y'all stupid.
That's why I want my I want to have a horse just for my daughter and shit. They say people like that have horses and shit, like they're girls and shit. They usually have their first orgasm. Yeah, they had their first orgasm on horseback.
So you want your daughter to have her first orgasm on a horse?
Rather than a dick? Yes. Yes. Totally right. Yes.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
What you do your sponsor with, Ty?
I told you I might got a baby on the way.
You said you were joking. Are you serious?
I never said I was joking. Y'all okay, thought I was joking.
So when you find out?
Yo, she's in Los Angeles, yo. I told y'all I might got Rihanna pregnant. It's not a game.
See, I only fell into it because Bree fell into it. Bree.
I literally fell into it again. That's what
I'm like, yo. How did you do that?
Hey, Bree, so who you celebrate your birthday with?
See, now you get nosy.
Bree look like she got a whole bunch of Bree look like she got a whole bunch of
Bree thinks she's sweet.
I'm telling, no, I was yeah, that's right. That's like so I was with my homegirls.
Right.
Oh, my bad. I don't mean to knock the hustle. My bad.
Oh, so she was lying, Gustavo. That's what you try to get to?
No, I mean she was with a homegirl. That's what she was at.
That's right.
She's at her home, girl's chilling. Matter of fact, I saw a girl hand.
Right.
And you ain't know how people be, though. They be trying to look for the littlest clue. Ah, I saw something in the mirror.
Right.
Yo, I hate when women be fucking going on out of the country vacations and don't post a nigga. Like, yo, we know you.
Bro, they be doing that.
We know you down there with your baby father. Like, yo, post that nigga, man, so I can get out your DMs.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. That's how you know what's the real couples and what's not, yo. Because I ain't gonna front. Like, if I go out of town with a girl and I don't post no pictures of her, something ain't right.
I say, wow.
If she not my girl, then, like, it's all good. We just taking our single pictures. I ain't like that. We having fun.
Right.
If she my girl, yeah, that look kind of sneaky.
Y'all taking some girls out this summer?
No, not me.
You said, am I doing what?
You taking some girls on vacation this summer?
I mean, you saying it like that? Is a girl taking me on vacation?
I'm celibate. I'm straight celibate.
Oh, Toppy.
Women bossed up. Don't act like women ain't bossing up 2022. Man, one of y'all take me on vacation.
That's what I'm talking about, Gustavo.
I know some women that spend money.
Tell them hoes, man.
I ain't call them that. Todd said that.
My dumb ass. My dumb ass.
Yo, what the hell? Yo, y'all been gone for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, for real. That schedule's been crazy.
I know.
That's all right. That's why I'm taking a break, y'all. This going to be the last episode for a while. I'm going on summer vacation like Phoenix and Ferb. When I come back, shit about to be different around these parts.
All right. Better be different.
Shit, Bray, be different around these parts, man.
I'm waiting on it.
We miss all the shit, yo. Elon Musk bought Twitter.
Yeah, we did. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Y'all going to use Twitter now or nah?
I'm on Twitter.
I ain't even on Twitter.
I don't use that shit.
The Twitter out of there now. Twitter gone.
I think that shit going to blow up.
With Twitter?
Yeah.
Why you say it's going to blow up?
Cause it's Elon Musk, yo. He gonna put a new spin on that motherfucker. That motherfucker gonna be like a well-oiled machine. I might hop back on there.
Oh, because, oh yeah, he taking the sensor off. He about to fire that lady.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, like, what type of money, like, how did he get all that money to where, though, like, yo, he be like, yo, he just woke up one day. He was like, you know what? I'm gonna buy a social media. Like, I'm gonna buy a whole social media. Like, what type of money do you have? Like, that's $46 billion, bro.
That man on Twitter, that means he be like, yo, yo, he could be like, what's that guy named Trump? He be like, yo, Trump, don't come on here.
He might Trump, bring Trump back.
Yeah, he gotta bring Trump back. Trump made Twitter exciting.
Yeah. Hell yeah, he might bring him back.
Yo, I can't believe we are in a day and age where presidents be tweeting.
I know.
Yo, they really be tweeting on there, yo.
But Trump was funny as shit on Twitter.
Thank you, yo. I want Trump back. I ain't gonna lie. That what he was the funniest president.
What was one of the wildest things you heard Trump say on tweet?
The fucking pussy shit to me.
How it go?
He had to grab it by the pussy stuff was funny as shit.
He put that on there?
He ain't put that on Twitter.
Yeah, he ain't put that on Twitter.
But you can
that see, was like an interview, though.
Yeah, you can see videos and stuff of when he was like, you know, saying stuff. Like, he's like, my African American right there, and like shit like that. That was funny to me.
like they on some cool, like it's cool. Like, yo, shout out to my African American right there.
But he would say stuff like that. It was funny.
Yo, he was funny as shit to me. Like, yo, when he was talking about Rosie O'Donnell, he was like, women aren't pigs except Rosie. I'm like, yo had one liners. He funnier than a lot of comedians we know, yo. Be honest. Yo, he built for that shit.
Yeah.
You ready for your show, Gustavo?
Yeah, I'm preparing myself for it. Trying to get my material together, get some things together, get some videos.
You got some early bird tickets out?
I got a few early bird tickets out. Appreciate the early birds.
Yeah, That's what it is, man.
Keeping that momentum going.
That's what's up.
How your podcast been going, Bri?
It's going good. Like, it's going up, you know. Views are going up, so I appreciate it.
That's what's up. That's what it is.
Yeah.
What else you got, Bree? What else happened?
I got somebody coming on this week. It's a guy. I was on his podcast like not too long ago. He coming on mine. His name is like what's the fuck is his Instagram? It's like Two Braids, something shit like that. And, Two Braids Dre, I think, something like that. But he talks about like a lot of relationship stuff, so he's coming on. So, you know.
I got a feeling Bree about to be lit with the podcast.
Thank you. Manifest that.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Thank you.
I'm with it too, yo. I see it too, Bree. I see it too. We about to take this shit to a new level. Even though I don't think podcasting like a summer sport.
Really? So
that's why. I'm chilling for the summer.
Okay.
I'm chilling for the summer. Because people going to be out. Like, ain't nobody about to be fucking sitting in the house listening to podcasts and shit.
If anybody is like me, I listen to podcasts on my rides to like work or my rides home. Like that's when I kind of do my thing. So I might have some people listening.
We gonna see when I bring this bitch back, cause then y'all gonna see my beautiful face every week. But other than that, I'm taking me a nice little break, stacking this bread, getting these shows, and that's how we gonna go.
I tell you.
So where you going tonight, Bri?
I'm about to meet up with Gustavo
as
soon as he dropped the location.
Drop the Addy.
Let me see what that's about.
Who else is gonna be on lineup with you?
Tonight is open mic. You really gonna see my man Huey rock out because I wasn't even gonna rock out for real.
Oh, I like Huey.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's my guy right there.
He kind of like acts like you. Like
for real?
I can tell y'all friends. Y'all act similar.
How?
And the way y'all talk and how y'all mannerisms. I don't know. Y'all just similar. Like you can tell y'all hang out.
You could tell they gay, right? I knew that shit. Hey, I'm telling you shit for the
hey, last play.
You can tell they gay.
Yeah, hey, yo, that's what happens when you talk about bromance stuff with other men around. You know what I'm saying? They hate, yo, because a lot of people had that bromance with their friends, bro.
That's good.
But nah, this ain't no bromance over here. Smacked this nigga yesterday.
Oh, what? Right. I'm about to say, what you like, I'm tall, dark, and handsome?
No, he like...
Where the fuck J.O. been at? You yeah. talked to that? You talked to J.O. lately?
Yeah, I talked to him like 2 days ago.
How he doing?
Nah, he good. He chill. He just working. You know how he is. He do it. You know, he about his business. Matter of fact, I talked to him yesterday. That was Sunday.
Right, he had a show in Baltimore, right?
No. I talked to him over the phone. But, you know, he just doing his thing, you know, making his rounds. So, you know how he be.
Didn't he have a party in Baltimore, though, like last weekend?
I'm not sure. He may have. Oh, Dan Pulaski?
I don't know. Cause he invited Bree to the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know. I saw that one, but I didn't really know about it.
At Ultra Lounge. Cause that's my man club and shit. When that's gonna be the at the party spot for my next shit for real. I told you did I tell you I went to a lingerie party at the motherfucking Ultra Lounge?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was cool for real. I saw Chi Chi in that motherfucker titty swinging.
Oh wait, you was in Baltimore?
Yeah, bro. That was before I left.
Oh,
Chi Chi was in there. Yeah, Chi Chi was in there. I had my dad pen, right? So I was hitting a little dad pin and shit. I tried to get Chi Chi to hit the pin and shit. She was like, no, yo, it looked like nigga said you smoking crack. I was like, yo, do I look like a crackhead to you, Chi Chi?
Hey, yo.
I was like, yo, Chi Chi wild as shit.
Hey, yo.
Like, yo, nigga said you look like you smoking crack. I'm like, all right, you know what? More for me. I got my good shit. I got my good shit.
That's what y'all think. More for me then.
Uh-huh. That's why you had to pay to get in this bitch. I got in this hoe for free. What is you talking about?
You stupid. How was Aunt Party though?
Cause what?
I said, how was Aunt Party?
I ain't go.
It was lit. No, Aunt Party was lit.
That's my guy though. I wish him the best of luck, man.
Yes.
I wish him the best of luck in LA. Yo got a good job out there with Nike. I fucks with it.
Yes.
I fucks with it. Nike pay they little people. They people good.
Nah, he definitely went off good.
Yeah,
I think how he felt. I think he felt the energy and it was love. It definitely looked like it was love in that thing.
I mean, it's always love for Ant, bro. Ant one of those people like, yo, I ain't never seen yo like fail. I mean, I'm sure like everybody got failures and shit, but like everything yo touch would be like, boom, that shit. That should just go up.
That's what's up.
All right, I ain't ready to be up on here with y'all long. What you got this weekend? We out this summer break. Y'all bad.
What it is.
Summer vacation.
What it is.
Y'all doing something? Y'all doing anything special this summer?
Yeah, just grinding on this comedy.
Yeah. Like I said, I got coming up. But... cool.
I'm about to be traveling. I'm trying to go down to Dominican Republic. I'm about to hit this Vegas trip. And I was just kicking it in Dallas. I just left Texas like yesterday. No, that's my new home away from home.
What, Texas?
Yeah, man. Y'all gonna have to come down. Fuck with me.
I'm coming down there.
I got a nice little pad. I got a nice little pad. That been sitting on the lake and everything.
So you already got it?
Yeah, I gotta finalize some shit, but I got it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Now I just gotta move in and finish building a studio down there, and we're gonna be all up and running. Hopefully by fucking July, we're gonna be all up and running down up in Texas Operation.
Okay.
We doing this thing.
I know that's right.
All right, we ain't talking about shit, yo. Good luck. Break both your legs at the open mic.
Nah, not an open mic, but thank you.
No, hell no, you always want to kill, bro. You always want to kill.
Facts.
You always want to kill, even if it's an open mic, yo. Do some new shit. Motherfucker, if them bitches hit, then you already know what it is.
Yeah, no, I always want to do good. I ain't had nothing to do with that. I'm just saying, like, kill at open mic. You just don't hear that together too much. Like, kill, yeah, like, yo, you killed it. Unless it's like what some of them rooms, some people be throwing where they be charging people at the open mic, and what they'll do is it's like a show, but it's an open mic.
Oh, yeah, because Kyrie don't really charge.
Yeah, no, he do tips. He do, like, tips. Some people tip.
Oh, all right, that's cool.
But I remember when Tiana and Don Renee had this room on Liberty Road. They used to do, it was like an open mic, but it was like they sold tickets. It really felt like a show. It felt like a show, but to us, it was open mic. Like, it was open mic. So, yeah, that was lit.
I ain't seen Tiana forever. She still got me blocked on Instagram. I said, I ain't seen Tiana in forever. She still got me blocked.
Oh, she don't mess with you?
No.
Wow.
We got the beefing over Jess one time. Remember when she was her and Jess was getting into it. Of course I had Jess side and shit for real.
So she ain't like that.
Nah, she ain't like that. What she do? I was like, yo, don't try, motherfucker. Man, she was talking wild shit to Jess. Like, she go on slap and all this da 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 da.
I'm like, yo, we ain't gonna bring that up.
I'm like, yo, that's my little sister for real. You ain't about to do that. So yeah, that was fucking like 4 or 5 years ago. She still got me blocked.
Yeah. Holla at her, she might forgive you.
But I don't give a fuck about her forgiveness.
Said that real quick.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck. Fuck, she is Jesus. What is she talking about? God forgive me for my sins,
man.
Yeah, but shit, man, I holler at y'all. If y'all want to do an episode or something, you know what I mean, sporadic, we can pop in, pop out type of shit. But
I bet.
Yeah, when we come back, we gonna have the video capabilities. And I can't wait to drop the details for my next show as soon as they send me this date and I can get it locked in. Podcast gonna be at another level.
Damn. Let's get it.
Look, I saw that you posted Vontae. So y'all got your thing running together?
Yeah, man. I told you I'm going on tour with Vontae.
Okay.
Going on tour with Vonnie. We about to rock it out for the summer, see what we can do.
Get to it. I know that's right.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to get to it, man. I got to get back on these stages, man. I've been gone too long.
Yeah, it's all right, but you're getting back to it now, so that's all that matters. You did your thing at Marshall, too.
I'm about to say, it don't even feel like... I be feeling like I ain't performing, like, months at a time, but I'm like, I just did this shit, for real.
Yeah, you did good. You rocked it, too.
And I stopped at a spot down Dallas too, for real. And Mike Epps, Dominique, and all them was down there. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, that shit was
fun.
All right, well, I'll get up with y'all. All
right, Breesky, happy birthday again to you.
Happy birthday,
thank you, you guys.
All right, talk to y'all.